Okay. First of all, just once again to welcome everybody to our little summer call now. Again, the Lima is going to be in Tzvachim. The problem that we have is the problem that we always have, which is that even as we're beginning, it's clear that we're kind of in over our heads in terms of the not the topics, but the question of time. So many interesting and good topics to do, and each one of them takes time. So, we have 4 weeks. We're trying to make the shiurim twice a week to give mostly time for people to learn, as opposed to listen. So, we'll try to select some of the bigger topics, but there's obviously much more to do, and in each topic, there's much more to exhaust as well. Just remind me at the end that I should give you. I'm not going to try not to go too long today. We have a shiur today. We have a shiur tomorrow. Next week, it's possible I might be away Wednesday and Thursday on family, business. So then the shiur will be on either Monday or Tuesday or Sunday and Tuesday. What's better? Is it better to have a day in between? And make it Sunday and Tuesday, or Monday and Tuesday? Just to give an extra day preparation. Because normally we'll have Tuesday and Thursday, but it's like. It's like Rav Chaim's das, there's so many, each case is, there's das for Gerushin, there's das for Kedushin, there's das for, where's the regular das? So, I said the norm will be Tuesday and Thursday, but I don't know if it'll ever work out that way. But at least, it's like, Stama Lishma in a certain respect. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's already took care of one topic. Anyways, is it better, what did we just say, Monday, Tuesday would be better? Okay, so let's make Monday and Tuesday. Again, if it changes, then we'll go back to Tuesday and Thursday. And the other weeks, I think it should be Tuesday, Thursday, for the 2 weeks after that. And if we have to put in a little more, we'll put in a little more. We're very flexible here, hopefully. So when I finish today, depending on how far I get, I'm going to give you just a few more Marim Kavos. The first topic that we're doing is the topic of Shinui Kodesh, Lishma. We're going to do it... we're going to start today, of course, to do what we can. I'm going to add a few more comments. I think since we're doing it already, and there's the parallel sugya in Pesachim, so some of the more comments I'll just give you, at least a quick skira of the Pesachim part of the sugya. And again, we won't exhaust that, but at least we'll try to include that in the Shinui Kodesh. Then we'll move on from there to Shinui Bailim, which is the twin topic. And of course, the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim is part of the story. So we'll show that also quickly in generally, and also the Pesachim part of that sugya. Then after that, I'm not sure what we'll do. Maybe we'll do one on Stama Lishma. We'll see if we can squeeze it in. Stama Lishma is a really interesting topic. And then maybe we'll start doing some of the individual karbanos as they're developed in the first parak, Osham, Ola in particular, and whatever else we can get in. So just let's start with the introduction. So just remind me at the end of today's shiur, and we'll add to the Marim Kavos. Okay. So the beginning of Tzvachim is a good opportunity to. It's a good entry point into Kodshim because I think it highlights right from the beginning some of the different perspectives on both the different karbanos. As well as the different avodos. And the question, of course, is to what extent these different, but in both cases, what extent these different karbanos are really different. Now, this is generally like a generic concept of karban, but there are just some nuance differences, that can be accounted for by, particular agendas, the kapara or type of kapara, avchatas and asham. Things of that sort, a little more ritsui. For that reason, the doron aspect of ola, things of that sort. But basically, we're dealing with the generic idea of karban. We can speak about karbanos in a general sense. And maybe that's true even across the board, even as far as, menachos are concerned, there's a relationship between zvachim and menachos. Even menachos are, different material, but basically a single idea of karbanos. And to some extent, obviously, that is true. We speak about karbanos as a single world in a general sense. Or no, do we see each carbon as really serving a much more individualized purpose and function? And if so, what is that function, and how is that distinctiveness going to be expressed? These are questions to think about and to ask. These are the general questions to keep one's eye open for throughout the Limud, not just the first few dapim of the first parak, but throughout any learning of Kachim. So you'll continue to encounter in a recurring way references to the differences of the karbonos, no matter what issue you're exploring, right? In the first parak here, right in the beginning, the topic is lishma. We're going to get to the details of that in just a couple of minutes. I'm just saying a few introductory words. In the context of lishma, so is lishma the same in all karbonos? And do we need separate limudim for the different karbonos? Why might we distinguish between the different karbonos? On the one hand, these are just, routine type of gemaras. The Gemara is a very, kind of skeptical, approach to things. Show me, prove it to me. What do you mean there's a din of lishma? Just because there's a din of lishma in shlamim doesn't mean there's a din of lishma in ola. You could be mechalek. I mean, that's one way to look at the Gemaras, and certainly that is a proper way to look at the Gemaras. The bigger picture is that, these are not just, expressions of skepticism, but these are ways of fleshing out some of the differences when the Gemara thinks that maybe you could have a requirement of lishma in one korban and not in another, or the Gemara thinks that, the impact of lo lishma or the requirement of lishma is different in one korban than it is in another. So that isn't just a question of, prove it to me. It's because the picture of Chazal is that the korbanos really are different, and it wouldn't be surprising that it's really, they take two perspectives. One is that the requirement at question, let's say lishma or the psalm of pigol, as the case may be, the requirement of nesachim, as the case may be, these are all kind of chidushim, and ein chabal chidusho, and the karbanos may be very similar, but prove to me, as I say, that kind of skeptical perspective, prove to me that they apply not only to this karban but that karban, or that the karbanos are really quite different. Each one is a world unto itself. There is a common denominator, but that's less important than the individual focus. And as such, even if we were to totally understand the role of something like the Shmar, the Psul of Pigol, or the requirement of Nesachim, or the need for Smicha, or the application of Tmura, as the case may be, or the application of Me'ila, even if that were all understandable, but, each Karban is an Olam Bifnei Atzmo. And you really have to establish that even a reasonable requirement or a reasonable psul applies. And therefore, it's important to pay attention to exactly how the Gemaras characterize the differences when they express that skepticism. In other words, lo hare, kahare, what's unique about Chatos, what's unique about Asham, what's unique about Shlamim, etc. So this is a good gateway to the topic of Lishma. Then going forward, other psulim, especially again first three prakim, you have a back and forth a lot of pigol. This becomes a good opportunity to analyze some of these issues later on. Is a makomon shel zvachim, right? When again some of the structural differences, where things are done, how they're done, also highlight the differences between the karbanos, and it's all over the different sugyas, as you can imagine. The beginning of the parak, called Tadir, discusses the themes of Tadir Mekudash, Kol Mekudash Mechavera, Kodem Mechavera, the Mishnah on Pei Tes Amid Aleph. That's also just a very good Dama Chatas Kodem Ledama Ola, Shehu Meratza, Ivari Ola Kodem Lemore Chatas, Shehu Kolil, Chatas Kodemus L'Ashem, Shedama Nitenes L'Dalin Kronos, Ali Yisod, Ashem Kodem Latoda, El Nazir Vel Nazir, Shem Kodesh Kadashim, Toda Vel Nazir Kodem Lishlamim, Shem Echal Miyam Nechad, Utunim Lechem, Hashlamim Kodem Lepchar. This whole list over here and the reasons that go along with it is also just a good, locus classicus. It's just a good venue, right, to figure out what some of the relationships are. We're not going to be shocked, at least, you know, most of us around the table certainly are not going to be shocked, if the carbonos, if it's not a question of a straight or, you know, we sometimes call it a linear hierarchy, right? Not only in Choshen Mishpat, but the concept applies to the other parts of Torah as well. Bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein nega l'noga, bein korban l'korban. So we're not going to be surprised if it isn't just a question of higher carbonos and lower carbonos, but different carbonos, where you have kulas and chumras together, because the issue isn't just more or less, more kedusha, less kedusha, more ritzui, less ritzui. It's different, and you know the chumras and the kulas are going to go hand in hand. At least that's, again, something that we would want to look for. Again, in our Mishnah here on Beis Siman Aleph, right, you have the view of the final view of the Mishnah, Shimon Achi Azaria, Shachlin L'Shem Gavoa, Sheirin L'Shem Namuch Mehem Psulim. Right, that's that sounds like it's a hierarchy. You know, the higher karbonos, the lower karbonos, at least Kodshe Kadoshim, Kodshe Kalim. You know, and that's a certain perspective that sometimes applies. Other times, again, when the Gemara says, you know, Lo Rezeh, Kelo Kirezeh, Lo Rezeh, Kirezeh, you know, so again, when it focuses on a Tzad HaShavet, it's saying, oh, we can filter out, you know, the individual or the unique characteristics of each karbon. You know, this proves it's a generic karbon thing, and there is a generic karbon idea. But when it's not saying Hatzad HaShavet Shaban, so especially when it's saying, well, Harei Chatos, you know, there's Kapara, but Harei Ola, there's Kalal Mizbeach. So exactly the Shakra Vataryas of the Gemara, and again, Shakra Vataryas of the Gemara are even more important in Kodshim than they are elsewhere. They're less Rishonim. A lot of, I think, the real struggle is in the Shakra Vatarya itself. So that's exactly what the Gemara is struggling with. Right? Again, it's trying to figure out, is this unique to a Korban? Is this about you know, a hierarchy of more and less Kedusha, or does it have to do with being more suitable and coordinated with the particular character of each individual Korban? So you have this throughout the world of Kodshim. The relationship between them and this question is a recurrent theme. So in our Mishnah here, we have it you know, already highlighted. Again, Pchatas and Pesach stand out when it comes to Lishma. One of the things that we'll discuss is, at least briefly, is whether Chatas and Pesach and the Ikuv of Lishma is the same din or not. On the surface, probably couldn't have thought, you know, of two Korbanos that are more, that stand in greater contrast than Chatas and Pesach. Obviously, Asham and Ola are much closer to Chatas. Shlamim is much closer to the Pesach. That's clear both in terms of general structure and intuition and in the actual halachos themselves. And yet it's Pesach and Chatas. The question is it the same halacha, or are these two different dinim, are there napkaminas between them? But either way, Chatas and Pesach stand out in Lishma. Possibly Asham, according to Rabbi Eliezer, one of the topics which I hope I'll have a chance to do. Kachatas ka'asham, what is the nature of asham? Again, according to the final view of the Mishnah, it's all about higher karbonos and lower karbonos. You know, then it's a whole different story. But in general, this whole Shakla Vitaria at the very beginning of the world of Kachin is very suggestive. Chatas is unique not only in Lishma, but in other things as well, in terms of the role of kapara, in terms of being the most, of, I would say, inflexible and unusual of the karbanos. This is very important for Lishma, but maybe for other things as well, just in terms of general characteristics, right? The chatos hamesos, which does include one of them is tmura, blood, chatos, you know, the chatos shemesu, the fact that there seems to be a certain rigidity, chatos, because it's directly ba l'shem kapara sachet. The Gemara later on again speaks about the difference between chatos and ola. You can have ola being mechaper on many esin, but you can only have a chatos being mechaper on a single avera. And even if you repeat the same avera, you know, la'achar hafrasha, it's not going to help you. Again, that's something that we'll discuss. So the chatos is a very targeted Korban. And its rules are also, just they say, very inflexible. Maybe it's the least, in one respect, Pesach and the other, maybe that's the common denominator, the least generic of the Korbanos. Right? The Dalid Zrikos, Alam Bezbeach, not just Achaz Shem, Dalid, which is one of the things that's, incidentally, it's referred to in the Mishnah in on Peites, that I was referring to before. The idea of Chatos Pnimios, and whether there's some echo of Chatos Pnimios in every Chatos. There are many unusual features of the Chatos. Asham, already again in the Mishnah we have a taste of it, right? Machokas Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, whether Asham is Kachatos or not, it's Balachet. On the other hand, you know, the Zrikos are different, it is much more flexible. There's a parallel between Asham and Chatos, right? Kol Shechatos Samesa, right? Asham is Roa. So the idea of Ri'ya, Roa Ad She'istai V'yavi B'dama of Nadava, is the, whenever you have one in Chatos, you have the other in Asham. But like all parallels, you know, they can either accent, you know, the proximity of the two, the relationship between them, the fact that, oh, Asham isn't very, it's Kachatos Ka'asham. After all, you know, where we have this din in Chatos, we have a parallel din in Asham. Or it can accentuate just how different they are. After all, in one case it's total inflexibility, and you have to destroy the korban. There's nothing you can do with it. There's no pigeon. There's no way to rehabilitate it or to redeem it or to get anything out of it. And in the case of Asham, you know, it's eventually going to be nifta, and you can use the money for korban. In some cases, as we see already in the first parak here, in the first yudapim, if you were to actually be menatek the asham when it's in a state of riyah, you could actually shecht it as a korban ola. In fact, the relation asham is so tricky, and again I hope to at least spend one shir on asham, because on the one hand it's kachatas ka asham, and on the other hand it's it turns into an ola, right, and under certain conditions it can convert it to an ola. So the point is that asham has its own particular issues. Both Chatos and Asham are not Ba Nedava, which may be very important directly for the issue of Lishma, and in general, again, reflects on two things. Number one, the Kapara being not just a feature, but being a driving, central, defining aspect of each. And the fact, again, that they're, relative to other Karbanos, more inflexible. They're very specific. And you have to do an asham, especially a chatas, just right. That seems to be the pattern. Then we move on to ola. Again, I'm not going to, just trying to give you a general sense of what to look at. We'll talk about ola and asham at least, maybe more. But ola is the foundational korban. Again, those of you who are in the shiur this year, we had one shkafa session on ola. We'll try to build on that. But mention the fact that we had actually, turns out that we were actually introducing this topic all year, right? As it turns out. So, you know, I think we showed through the psukim and other things the role of ola in particular. Ola is the korban. It's the assumed korban of the beginning of Vayikra. And it's the korban of the, you know, tamid and, you know, alea hashleim. It's the bracketing of the mikta. We'll talk more about it. But the point is that it's kalil l'mizbeach. It's kula l'Hashem. There's much to commend the uniqueness of Ola, and even when it comes to the question of Lishma, we find an echo of that, as we'll discuss. Shlamim seems to constitute a very different theme in Karbanos, right? Already the idea of Kachim Kalim, the role of the Bailim, the question of the Bailus of Kachim Kalim, the Kedusha of Kachim Kalim, all these are important issues. Is it really as big a gap as it seems? Is one just a result of the other? Maybe it's closer to the other Karbanos, but because there's an aspect of Bailim, that carries with it some of the other differences. On the other hand, it's interesting to note that, just from, again, Torah Shebech Zav point of view, the halachos of Pigol, so central as they are to Karbanos, really are developed in the context of Shlamim. And Tnufa, which the Gemara itself points to often in terms of the uniqueness of Shlamim. More specifically, you have the relationship between Toda and Shlamim, which already is part of this first sugya, right? What is the lishma consequences? Maybe it's even ola l'shem kova. If you try to make a toda into a shlamim, not when you make a shlamim into a toda, but when you make a toda into a shlamim. So again, the specific relationship of toda. Toda has a different zman than regular shlamim. It has chametz. It has a whole different relationship to its lechem. So there are unique features of toda, and on the other hand, toda belongs generally to the world of shlamim. Kivsei atzeres is another issue like that. Right, Kivsei Atzeres is the only Shlamim Shal Tzibor, and that makes it unique. On the other hand, again, it's connected to the world of Shlamim, the relationship to its Lechem, whether it's the Ikar Korban or the Lechem is the Ikar Korban, comparing that with Minchas Omer, the Tnufos, all of that. These are all some of the questions about these Korbanos. Then, of course, there's Chatas and Asham, of Mitzora and of Nazir, which also represents its own study. To what extent are these really chataos and ashamos, or just the context of Nazir and Mitzora requires the full, let's say, complement of karbanos, and therefore you have to bring also chatas and asham, ola, etc. But it isn't b'toras atzmam. How different are those? And what about chatas shel nachshon and rosh chodesh and things of that sort? And where it doesn't seem, as you have the tzura of a korban and you have the shame of a korban, but it doesn't seem to fit the normal principles of when that type of korban is brought. Is that just this person under these conditions, has to relate to totality or to certain types of korbanos? Does that affect the nature, the quality, and the character of the korban itself? Then, of course, is the world of menachos. I'll say a word about that. What is the relationship between Zvachim and Menachos? Again, how different are they? We know they're different in ingredients. We know they have other differences, too. There's no Shutfus in Menachos. Again, that's something that comes up in the first few Dapim here. Rab Shimon, we'll discuss in just a minute, in Sugi Menachos Tabbeis, thinks that there's a huge difference in terms of Lishma. Again, is that a technicality? Because Maisav Mochiach Halav? Or is that just a way of saying that menachos are a different kind of korban? The relationship between one mincha and another mincha is different than the relationship between one chatas, between one zebach and another zebach. So this is these are questions to ask. Both, in other words, the relationship between zvachim and menachos, as well as what is the interrelationship between different types of zvachim as opposed to different types of menachos. Right. In both of those questions, there's room to be mechalek in terms of how big the gap, is. On the other hand, the argument for uniformity is definitely strengthened by the parallel of the process of menachos to the process of zvachim. Right? You have shchita. You have the dalet avodos, which we'll talk about in just a minute. Also, just in an introductory way, you have shchita. Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, right? And then you have the same parallel, in the world of Menachos. Right? You have the Kmitza, which is a set of Shchita, and then you have, Nesina Bakli, which is the equivalent of the Kabbalah, and then the Holacha, of course, and then the Zrika is the Sima Bakli, the throwing of the komets on the mizbeach. That's the equivalent of the zrikas adam. So the fact that we have this parallel, and mostly it holds. It doesn't always hold, but it doesn't hold. That's part of the question. When it does, that's part of the parallel. So again, you can chalk that up to it's part of the world of kanshim. It is a karban, So every karban has to have these mainstays, or it really shows that the differences between Menachos and Zvachim are not as great as one might think. So that's just, these are things to look out for. Obviously, every one of these is a massive topic requiring a lot of work. And these are all things to look out for. By the same token, in parallel fashion, I left out Pesach. Of course, Pesach is its own challenge. We'll get back to that. But I've said this in the past for some people have heard prior to Pesach, probably said again this year, And that is that Pesach is a what I call a Shmos Korban rather than a Vayikra Korban, meaning it doesn't appear in Vayikra, and it doesn't appear in Parshas Hamoadim either. Right? It's a Parshas Bo Korban, and Pesach Sheni is a a Bamidbar Korban. And by that I mean that it could be it's a very rule breaking Korban. Maybe that's the key to its Lishma issue as well. Despite the fact that there's no issue of Kapara, it doesn't seem to be comparable to Chatos in other respects. Again, the Yerushalmi's Makar that the Rambam quotes, both in Pirush of Shnayas and in Yad HaZaka, is not just Pesach Hu, which is what the Babli quotes, but Pesach LaShem. And the phrase Pesach LaShem is a ubiquitous phrase when it comes to Korban Pesach. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. When Klal Yisrael clamor, say, well, Lamani Gara, how can we lose out on the opportunity of Korban Pesach? They too keep calling it Pesach Hashem, as if to accentuate that this is a different kind of Korban. And we know that from beginning to end, it's a rule breaker, and it's Yotze, and it's again, we'll talk a little about Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. In many respects, it breaks a lot of the rules. So again, there are two perspectives and how to explain that. One is to minimize the differences, and to explain them in a way that simply adjusts to the theme of Korban Pesach, but doesn't really do so much to accentuate the difference. There is a din of Yotzei, it's just a different border. There is a din of Shinui Bailim. It just expresses itself a little bit differently in Shalola Minuya, and so on. The din of Achila is accentuated. The din of Zrika or Kapara is downplayed. That's because of the nuances. But basically, notwithstanding its Shmos origins, it can be part of the world of Vayikra and Korbanos in that respect as well. Or no. Again, the differences are vast because Pesach didn't start out as a Korban. It started out as a, V'achaltem b'sabasar, b'layla hazeh. And it's a different kind of Korban. And, while it still has some features of a Korban, again, the Rambam didn't put it in Sefer Avodah, he put it in Sefer Korbanos. A few other things are in Korbanos too, and that also requires our attention. But the point is that it's a sui generis, it's a unique, singular kind of a Korban in many respects. And again, the Lashma issue may highlight that. Bechor and Meiser is often grouped with Psachim, and sometimes not. They're not Nitan Lavoda, no Smicha, no Nesachim, all three of them. But again, Bechor Meiser is its own story. Everything is its own story, basically. I'm just trying to show at least some of the issues. So that's as far as different Korbanos are concerned. And of course, in the world of Menachos, as I say, there are individual Korbanos there to examine as well. Especially when the Mincha comes together with a Zebach. Normally the Mincha is adjunct or auxiliary to the Zebach, but as we know, there are some exceptions. What about Toda? What about Shtei Alechem, which is the other Chametz, Mincha, etc.? The other thing to look at, so that's one whole topic. So what are the different Korbanos? How different are they? How is their difference expressed, as we just said, in a hierarchy, in different characteristics? How does that all work out? That already will keep you busy for several years. We're not going to do all of them, but just it's an introduction, so it's food for thought. Everybody would be disappointed if we didn't do some sort of an introduction. The other thing to introduce, just a little bit, is the avodos. Right. Specifically, when we start with Zvachim, so we speak about the different phases or avodos of the Korban. And the questions are quite similar, as one would expect that they would be. The issues are parallel. The answers or the results, the analysis may be different. You have at least four major avodos that are called the avodos Adam, right? Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. In addition to that, there are other aspects of the Korban, so even of the Zebach. Of course, Saktar Seimurim is one prominent one. Shvichas Shirayim, in many cases, is another. What is the relationship between these six? And of course, in addition to that, there are other things. This is about the Korban. I'm not talking about the Avodas Hayom. Right? That's a topic in its own right. The Dishan of Mizbeach and the Maracha and all those other things. you know, having to do with Hilchos Beis HaBechira and Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. Leaving that aside, I'm talking about in the world of, let's say, Maisa Karbanos. So these are the six main things to look at. And as I mentioned before, you have the seeming parallels in the world of Menachos, you know, the Kemitza, the, you know, Nesina Bekli, and the throwing of the Kemitza on the Mizbeach, and so on. Sometimes you have other things too. The Belila, the Yitzika, you know, all of that. What are these four things? Are they equal? Are they four different phases? Are there differences in different functions and roles between them? The Shechita, for example, obviously seems to be very, very prominent. The word Zevach is associated with Shechita. That's only because, that's because its single distinction is the fact that it is the first chronologically in the Avodos. So we just call it that, Zevach. Or because that's what distinguishes it from a mincha, right? There's no bloodshed in the mincha. You know, it's the I guess the, you know, the green korban, you know, as opposed to the red korban. Or, you know, probably it's much more than that. We call it a zebach, not just because it's the first or the difference, you know, to mincha, but because somehow the shkita already defines the it sets the tone as the first. It isn't just coincidentally, sequentially, the first. The fact that it's the first may give it added importance in setting the tone. We could set the tone, and therefore the way that you do set the tone becomes important. And maybe just also objectively and intrinsically, the Shechita as a is a defining, you know, part, you know, of the avoda. The Mishnah later on, as we know, on Mem Vav, speaks about the Shisha Dvarim. We're going to get to all of this in just a minute. I'll try to keep an eye on the clock. L'shem shisha dvarim b'zevach nizvach, right? L'shem zevach, l'shem zovech, l'shem Hashem, l'shem yishim, l'shem reyach, l'shem nichoach, rachatus v'ashem, l'shem chet. So the question is, you know, does this apply to all the avodos or not? Which karbanos does this apply to, and which avodos within the karban does it apply? So the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos seems to say, or at least that's how some of the Mefarshim read the Rambam, that this applies only to Shechita. Right? It doesn't apply to the other Karbanos. That would underscore the uniqueness of Shechita, in addition to the Shem Zevach. Again, it could be because it's the first, and therefore all you need is to set the tone. It's the first tone set, or maybe it's more than that. Of course, the issue of Shechita is complicated or enhanced, depending on your point of view, by the fact that Shechita is Kshei or Bizar. And there's a whole question whether Shechita is an Avoda, you know, or how can it be an Avoda if it's Kshei or Bizar? Again, some of you actually were here when a couple of years back when we learned Chulin. So what we tried to say then was that you know, Kshera Bizar on the one hand seems to dilute the Avoda in the context of Karbanos, the Avoda of Shechita. But another way to look at it is that Shechita is Kshera Bizar, so that, you know, the aspect of Shechita could be exported from the world of Kadshim, you know, to the world of Chulin. In other words, it's true that it's Kshera Bizar, but it's no less an Avoda because of it. It's the way of exporting the concept of Karbanos a little bit. After all, meat, you know, was matured in the world by means of the Karban. At least that's how Ramban, you know, seems to emphasize it. Again, we're not going to go over that whole Akdama. As I recall, I think we did one then as well. But I think there's obviously, you know, there's a lot of evidence to the Birchas Shechita and other things, or even Palat, and the Rush, you know, there are lines here and there in Rishonim that indicate the Bali Tosfos in a few places, when they talk about the issue of, you know, Shechita being Kshera Bizar and what role that plays. Again, it's one of the factors that the Gemara itself underscores when it wants to show that Shechita isn't such a big deal and it isn't so central. They often quote Shechita Kshera Bizar. According, we understand that because it de-emphasizes its role. The fact that it's no psulzar de-emphasizes its avoda role. This is another understanding of it. It could be that both of these things are true. It could be that it It's a way of bringing the world of Kadshim into the world of Chulin, but you pay a price for that. Namely, you dilute a little bit the role of Shechita, or not, maybe it's the opposite. You should never quote Shechita Ksheir Bizar to prove the dilution of Shechita. On the contrary, it proves the intensification. The only thing that you could, that could still retain its status as an avoda or an avoda type in the world of Chulin is the Zebach, the Shechita, the Zvicha itself. Anyways, without proving that, it's just an important perspective to remember when we talk about the dialectic of Shechita, being number one, the Shem Zebach, and everything that goes with it, including possibly this Vav Dvarim, according to the Rambam, if that diuk is correct. Obviously, the Bali Tosis disagree. There are those who think that the Rambam didn't mean it. But certainly that's a view of a number of the Rosh HaKelim, has certainly a strong foundation in the Rambam Perek Daled of Chasmaisa Karbanos. And that establishes, as I say, the dialectic in Shechita. Zrika is the other obvious candidate for being the pivotal or the vital avoda. Right? Zrika, as we know, is associated with the kapara of the Karban. Many were shown with the opinion, Pashas of the Gemara, and Bali Tosa certainly of the opinion, that the whole din of Shinui Bailim, right, is only linked, that's a Bali Tosis, is only linked to Zrika. If it applies to the other avodos, it applies by virtue of the link to Zrika. Now, if you're Shochet, Amanas, Lizrok, Shalol, Shem Bailim, if you're Makabel, or you're Molech, Amanas, Amanas, Lizrok, Shalol, Shem Bailim, so that's Shinui Bailim, but it's always connected to the Zrika. And then the question is it even, is that a Zrika halacha, or is that, a halacha and Shechita and Kabbalah halacha, as long as at least it's invoking, Zrika? Right? That, there's some, issue about that, the language of the Rambam in different places, and other Rishonim, etc. But the point is that the Pashas of the Gemara and Tosis and most Rishonim is that Shini Kodesh is limited to Zrika or Zrika expressions, because Zrika is the key to Kapara. You'll find many Rashis all over the place, based on some Gemaras, which will say things like, Ikar HaAvoda BeZrika, the Zrika is the key. So there's like a competition, between Shechita and Zrika, in a certain sense. Again, in the world of Pigul, so Zrika's role is crucial, Shechita not so. Shechita's a time for accomplishing Pigul. But it's all about Zrika. Actually, Zrika and Haktara play a greater role in Pigul than Shechita does. And that's because Zrika, in addition to being an issue of Kapar, is a matir, right? The Zrika Satam is a matir. The Shechita is not a matir. The Shechita is an avoda. Maybe it's Magdir, the Karban. But Zrika is unique in this respect. Holacha and Kabbalah, in sharp contrast, seem to be different. Halacha is its own, challenge, as the Gemara itself discusses. Maybe we'll have a chance to analyze it. Right, it's one of the avodos, but it's an expendable avoda. Right, it's theoretically possible to have a karban without halacha. All you have to do is get a good spot, right near the mizbeach, a prime spot for shechita. Or maybe it really isn't a prime spot, because maybe you would want to do halacha. Anyways, the point is that it's possible to have a korban without having halacha, and that, of course, raises the question, when you do have halacha, whether you treat it as a full avoda or not. The question of halacha's small and other such things are discussed in that context. Kabbalah is necessary, but it's mostly passive, and not only that, but the language of the Torah, both for halacha and kabbalah, is the same. It's hakrava. So on the one hand, the hikriv, we call it a korban. They also call it a zevach, right? But we call it a korban. So the hakrava of the korban, bringing it close, entails, the kabbalah and the halacha. At the same time, the fact that, again, halacha is expendable, and that kabbalah isn't called kabbalah, but is like subsumed under, the expendable halacha, even though it isn't expendable, but it doesn't get its own name, might indicate that it's you know, halacha and Kabbalah, each in their own way, is like, you know, a poorer cousin of zrika and of shechita. Something to think about. Haktar Seymurim is particularly an interesting issue. Again, Tosas here on Da Beis Amin Aleph, to get into some of the real makoros for a moment, you know, points out that, you know, the psukim that are used on Mem Vav and the sugya there are possibly, Gemara talks about it, are talking about Haktara Seymurim. And Tosas comes to the conclusion that the Vav Dvarim are required, never mind the rejection of that perspective of the Rambam, that it's limited to Shechita. According to Bali Tosis, it applies not only to the Dalet Avodos, but to Haktar Seymurim as well. The only thing is, Tosis says, you certainly can't say that these Dvarim are Ma'akev, because Haktar Seymurim itself is not Ma'akev. Haktar Seymurim is a Kiyum. If you don't have the Haktar Seymurim, it's not Ma'akev, the Karban. So, it can't be that Shalom Lishma in Haktar Seymurim, you know, is going to be Ma'akev, the carp. That's the argument of Balitos. But they're very satisfied with the conclusion that the Vav Dvarim apply to Haktar Seymurim as well. The Rambam clearly doesn't hold that way. You know, whether it's limited to Shechita, I'm not sure, but as Anosa Kalin pointed out, he certainly doesn't think that it extends to Haktar Seymurim. In the world of Pigol, on the other hand, as I said, Haktar Seymurim, because it is a matir, right? It's a matir for the achila. So Haktar Seymurim plays a much more important role than some of the avodas. So it's a tricky kind of thing. In one context, Haktar Seymurim is not, it's not one of the avodas Adam. It has nothing to do with Adam. And it's not ma'akev the karban. On the other hand, the role that it does play in terms of pigol and possibly some other things establishes that it is, it's part of the process, or it's a different aspect of the process of Akrava. Shvichas Shirayim is also an intriguing process, right? Is that like an extended Zrika? Or is it just, you know, a din in the Dam itself? You know, that the Dam, which is a Nishbach al-Gabin Mizbeach, requires, you have to do something that has a certain Yad, it has a certain, you know, purpose and destiny, a certain you know, Kedusha. So it requires Shvichas Shirayim on the Mizbeach. It's quite different if it's a din in the Chatzah Shaldam, or it's like a Kiyum, an added Kiyum in the Zrika. There's different evidence about that, and it's obviously more complicated than that. Shvichas Shirayim, again, is not Ma'akev. What role does it really play? In general, the factor of Zar and the factor of Avoda, which is Asura Bazar, but some are Mechayev Misa, some are not, Avoda Tama, Avoda Saddam. What do these show about the different roles of the different processes of Karma? So these are things to look out for, among other things, when we talk about Lishma, when we talk about Smicha, when we talk about Nesachim, when we talk about Pigo, all the different Tura, Mila, all these things, we're going to have to assess or keep building a database about each korban and about each phase or part of the avodah. That's just general comments. Now let's get to the specific sugya. So the first Mishnah here in Tzvachim tells us that there's a requirement, or actually it doesn't say there's a requirement for Lishma. The first Mishnah tells us that there's a psul of lo Lishma. Right? Kol ha-Tzvachim shenizbu l'shal Lishman So we start off in the Mishnah with a fact, and that is that there's a psul of lo lishma when it comes to karbanos, that is expressed in two different ways. One is expressed, not back problems, I hope. I'm trying to get into Yosef's... what?
I'm just old and
okay, I was going to do his chiropractor or something. Actually, his grandfather...
I know,
Fakir,
no?
What?
Fakir.
Maybe not. Yeah. Yeah, and his grandfather lives in the neighborhood. So we can probably get you like a package. Okay. Everybody's from Kew Gardens in one way or another. We have a psul here of lo lishma. There's no mishnah doesn't say that there's a requirement of lishma. It's not this mishnah, and we know that it's expressed in two different ways. The first way that it's expressed, shelo ol lebailim l'shem ksheir vel shelo lebailim shem chova, of course, is inherently intriguing. Like, what kind of compromise is that? And the Gemara itself asks that question, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today, and we'll continue and finish hopefully tomorrow. What does it mean that it's kosher, but? It's kosher, but you have to bring another one. That's exactly what the Gemara was. Well, the Gemara here on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, right? Lamalin the Mishnei Lishalol, Lisnu Vilo Alu, right? And the Gemara's answer, which we'll get to, and then the Gemara later on, which I don't know if you've gotten to already or not, but you know, this is like a different way to solve the. Well, I don't know if it's for back problems or not, but. Right, the Gemara says here that Rami Reish Lakish al Ma'ohe be Midrasha. Right, he wasn't lying on his back; he was lying straight, like on his stomach, right in the base Midrash, on the floor, presumably. And why did he do that? Umakshi inspired this question. Right, im Cherim Miratsu, and Ein Miratsin Lama Bains. Like, you know, that basically that's the Gemara's way of saying, like, what's this? What's the nature of this pshar? And then later on, the Gemara has it again, right in the Vav. So, just reading the Mishnah, we already understand that we have a difficulty to figure out what is the nature of this compromise. We're saying ksherim on the one hand. If it's really ksherim, then why the need for something else? Is it more kosher or more pasul? It might be a crude way of saying it. What do we mean by it? Second question, of course, why is it that the lishma is expressed differently, what we already talked about, in some karbanos than other? And if it is expressed differently, so it's pretty strange bedfellows to have Chatas and Pesach. You know, usually Pesach goes with Bechor and Meiser. Chatas goes with Asham and sometimes Ola. Not Chatas and Pesach, right? So what's going on there? These three different categories, everybody else, Shalol, Bailam, L'Shem, Chova, and then there's Chatas, and then there's Pesach. Or two categories, and Chatas and Pesach really the same. It's hard to know, but at least these are questions to ask. Then when Rabbi Eliezer adds Asham, so of course it highlights, if this is all about Kapara, you'd think that Asham would be with Chatas, or maybe not. What is it about exactly? Or is it about the argument of the nature of Asham, the relationship between Asham and Chatas? Certainly we know at least that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there aren't three different categories. It's not Asham, Chatas, and Pesach, right? It's Asham, Chatas, you know, and Pesach, or Asham, Chatas, and Pesach. Either two categories or one category. Clearly, Asham is meant to be under the rubric of Chatas. Then, as the Mishnah continues, we have two other possibilities. Yosef ben Choni says that Hanishkatim l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatas Psulin. That's very intriguing. Again, Chatas and Pesach stand out. Clearly, that's not a coincidence. It starts, Yosef ben Choni is starting with the assumption that l'shem, that shalol l'shma and chatas and pesach is a psul. He's assuming, unlike the Tanakama, that the nature of that psul goes in both directions. In other words, it's not just a requirement or higher standard for chatas and pesach. It would seem that the gap between chatas and pesach, let's say two things. If the point had been either the higher standard of chatas and pesach, or something connected, that even if it wasn't the higher standard, just consistent with what I said before, some sort of adjustment for the character and nature of Chatas and Pesach required, you know, Lishma, or created a bigger problem of Lo Lishma. If that were the case, then it wouldn't be true in the other direction. Right? You wouldn't say that if it's L'Shem Chatas or L'Shem Pesach, Ola L'Shem Chatas or Ola L'Shem Pesach, that that's the same difficulty. It's not. I mean, Ola doesn't have the same requirements as Chatas Asham according to Rabbi Elazar and Pesach, nor does it have the same standards. It's not as unique a korban as the case may be. But if the issue is, this is already food for thought, that the problem is not so much the requirements of Chatas, but the standards of Chatas and Pesach per se, that, oh, you need lishma, or as a psul lishma, but rather it is the gap between Chatzos and Pesach and the alternative, that's in other karbanos, you have a fallback position. They can be, you know, a nedava. They can be something else. If you assume two things, that in other karbanos, when we say kosher v'lo'ol l'shem chova, that somehow what we're saying is that, you know, they're affected too, but there's something for them to, there's something sufficiently common to the, when you say Ola l'shem shlamim or shlamim l'shem b'chor, so, you know, the gap between those things is not so great that, you know, that it's a, you know, that it's a pagam or a psul. Right? Or, that's one way to say it, or that it's somehow, when you say those words, transform the karban somewhat into the, you know, lo lishma that you're articulating, and it can't be both because the gap between them is just too great. So if that's the pshat, normally you could, the gap isn't so great that you can't say kosher el shalal l'shem chova, but it is for chatas pesach and asher. So then what we're going to say is that it goes in both directions. Because you've tried it, same reason a chatas can't be turned into a shlamim in any way, right? And it registers that comment, you know, and it's pogame, or either because it has that effect, or as a davar haposel, in other words, it has that kind of status, so then that's true in the other direction as well. Right? The gap between chatas and shlamim is equal on both sides. So that already is, the question is when you don't accept Yossi ben Choni and you think that, you know, it's a one-way relationship and not another, does that discard, does that reject the perspective that it's the gap between the karbanos that is koveya? You have to go back to saying it's about the particular character or high standards, etc. Similarly, the next mandamar in the Mishnah, Shimon Achi Azaria Amar Shachal L'Shem Gavoa Mehen Ksheirin L'Shem Namuch Mehen Psulin. So this too is not about the requirements of individual karbanos as much as it is about the gap between them. The only thing is that he's not assuming, like the previous Sadeya, like Yossi Ben Choni, that this goes in both directions. Right? But it is an assumption that the problem is either in terms of, again, registering the significance of the lolishma, right, or somehow creating sort of a reality based on pronouncing lolishma that that the gap between the one korban and the other is the problem. So then you can have a view and say, oh, all kachim kadashim are the same, all kachim kalim are the same. Not only that, but kachim kalim, the kachim kadashim, you know, to step up, that isn't the problem. The problem is when you want to downgrade, you know, the level of kedusha. And that's how he explains. Kachim kadashim sheshachlim l'shem kachim kalim, psulim, kalim sheshachlim l'shem kachim kadashim, sheirim, abchor ha-maiser sheshachlim l'shem shlamim, sheirim, shom sheshachlim l'shem b'chor l'shem maiser, psulim. It isn't even just the gap of kachim kalim and kachim Kadashim, because Bchor Meiser are Kachim Kalim. Even within that, right, some of the differences. So we don't paskin like those other deos in the Mishnah. The question is whether those other deos are significant in terms of the nature of the psul of lishma. Either way, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically introduces to us that there is a psul of lo lishma. Just to sum up, there's a psul of lo lishma. Number one, the most common expression of it is one which is dialectical, requiring our analysis, right? How much kosher, how much lo'ol l'bailim shem chova, which is the exception, which is the rule, or maybe it's just two dinim in a korban, the kapara part and the korban part. What is that all about, that compromise? Exactly the Gemara's question in a few different expressions along the way. Number two, what about the discrepancy between Chatas, Pesach, and the rest? What about Chatas and Pesach? And what about the other two deos in the Mishnah. This is one Mishnah. Then we have another Mishnah, and that's the Mishnah. This Mishnah, of course, has its parallel in the beginning of Menachos. We'll discuss in a minute as well. And there, too, we have the distinction between Minchas Katas, Minchas Chote, and Minchas Knos, as opposed to other Menachos. And then, of course, we have the Mishnah on Mem, Vav, and Beis that we referred to before. The Shem Shisha Dvarim, HaZebach Nizbach. L'shem Zebach, L'shem Zobeach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Yishim, L'shem Reach. Very hard to understand what some of these things exactly are. Just what are they? I mean, we know what Zebach, we know what Zobeach is, that's Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. L'shem Hashem, pretty much we know what that means. L'shem Yishim is a strange halacha, but meaning you have to want to burn it completely to a crisp on the Mizbeach. Why that's a Lishma, it's interesting. Yishim Reach Michoach Hashem. All these factors aren't just general descriptions. They're part of the essence of the carbon. They have a lishma. L'shem Yishim, L'shem Reach, right? You can't somehow distill the Reach prior to, you know, being makriv the carbon on the Mizveach, but the Reach, setting loose the Reach is part of the process of hakrava, l'shem nichoach, right? Nachas ruach l'Hashem, as opposed to what? We're not exactly sure. One's self-aggrandizement, one's reputation. I don't know. Schar v'onesh. It's hard to know what it is. V'achatas v'asham, l'shem chet. And then the conclusion of the Mishnah. Amar Yossi, af mishaloi b'liba l'shem echad mikalelu. Kasher shu tnai bezdin she'ena machshava holeches ela achar ha'ove, which means basically the Chacham made a takana that it's better to do stama than to have specific kavana, because a specific kavana can get you in trouble. We'll get back to that. That's a very important principle. Now this Mishnah, as opposed to the first Mishnah, is distinguished on several points. Right, number one, instead of a psul lo lishma, it speaks about a chiyuv of lishma. L'shem shisha dvar mazebach nizbach, and then you have six lishmas, right? Secondly, in addition to shinui kodesh, which is the subject matter of the first Mishnah, and possibly shinui bailim, that's 2 days in Tosis, and we'll talk about that, not tomorrow, but I guess in the third shiur, we'll talk about that. Whether Shinui Bailim is included in the Mishnah or not, 2 days in Tosis, among other things. But in this Mishnah on Mem Vav, so again, in Mishnah on the base, you have either only Shinui Kodesh, or you have Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. And here you have six, right? Zevach and Zoveach is Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. Then you have Shem Hashem, L'Shem Yishim, L'Shem Reach, L'Shem Nichoach, and in the case of Chatas and Asham, L'Shem Chet. So that's an important difference. The question whether Nizbach is limited to Shechita, right, which is maybe the view of the Rambam, as opposed to the Mishnah and the Beis Min Aleph, which certainly in light of further future Mishnayos, clearly applies at least to the Dalit of Odos. It's another distinction. The first Mishnah distinguishes between the impact of Lishma in Chatas, Pesach, maybe Asham, etc., those other possibilities, the other 2 days in the Mishnah. Here, there is a distinction between Chatas and Asham together, as opposed to other Karbanos, but it's not only Rabbi Lazar, it's Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, and it's technicality, namely L'Shem Achet, because that's what applies to Chatas and Asham. But in terms of the impact of this halacha, there's no difference between Chatas, Pesach, Mandekar, Shemei, at all. Okay, so we'll get back to this. So you have two Mishnayos. The question is, are they the same or not? So some Rishonim think that they're the same. We'll get back to this soon. For example, Bali Tosis think that there could be a lot of mixing and matching between these Mishnayos and these Sugyas, and you put them together, and they're a single entity. It would appear from the Rambam, as we'll discuss more in just a few minutes, that really we're dealing with two different Sugyas. Right? As we know, and Velvel accentuates this even more, deals with the Sugya on Mem Vav, in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Yud Aleph, and he deals with the, you know, nuts and bolts of our sugya, meaning our Mishnah and all these Gemaras, back and forth, through at least Daf Yud, in the Sugya, in the Prakim, beginning with Perek Yud Gimel, of Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim. Perek Yud Gimel and Perek Tezvav, in particular, with maybe reference in Perek Yud Ches, we'll get to the Rambam soon. So, it's important to note there are two dinim that we know of. One is a requirement of the Shema, the other is a psul of lo Shema, which raises the question whether or not that is really true, and what the relationship is between those two things. In other words, there's really a requirement simply of Lishma, and the Ikar Mishnah is the one in the above, and the Mishnah here is just telling you what happens if you ignore that requirement and you don't have the Hechsher of Lishma. But it's all one sugya, and it's all about the requirement of Lishma. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe the Ikar Mishnah is the first Mishnah. Not every parak, begins, like on Daf Pei Vav. Some prakim actually, some masechtas actually begin on a base of an aleph, right? So, since that's true, so the Ikar Mishnah is the psul of Lo Lishma, and just there are a few other details about that, or maybe a mitzvah lechatchila, but nothing more, certainly nothing that's ma'akev, in the Mishnah on Memba. The Mishnah on Memba is just less significant, or it's a prat also, albeit that it's written in a different way, to the Mishnah on Dabbeis. So, are these two dinim, or one? If so, which one, etc. So let's talk about that for today, some aspects of that issue. So just a little background first. The requirement of Lishma, right, cannot be obviously analyzed in isolation. Lishma appears in other halachic contexts, and it would take much too much time to analyze each one. I already spent some time doing a little preliminary surveying of the different karbanos and the different avodos, so I'm not going to do something similar about other cases of Lishma. Just to say that we find Lishma in Stam, right, so Torah Tefillin, Mezuzah, we find it in Tzitzes, in Matzah, in Gittin, Mila. We find it in a number of different areas. Now, those are not all of a single cloth either. Number one, some of them have to do with Kedusha, and where you find Kedusha, the idea that you would require the Shema, especially in Shemos Hashem, things with Azkaros, that the Azkaros would have to be the Shema, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, possibly Megillah, those kind of things. If there's some aspect of Kedusha, that there would be a requirement of the Shema is one kind of issue in perspective. Matzah has no Kedusha. Gittin has no Kedusha. Tzitzis has certain halachic status. It's a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, but it's not a Chefza Shel Kedusha. So, one category of the Shema possibly is Kedusha. Another category is certain other mitzvahs, L'shem mitzvah, things like tzitzis, mila. When it comes to matzah, it's clear pretty much that we're not dealing even with a mamad, with the status, so you have to invest L'shema into this chefza. Mostly, the evidence points to a din of Lishma in the process. The process that produces matzah needs to be Lishma. More to the point, more likely, this is for another time, maybe this year, later this year, maybe it's a din of the Shmira of matzah in particular. Right? Most of the Makaros point in that direction. Not a Sias matzah so much, but the Shmira has to be L'shem matzah. So it's not a din in the chafza even. So what I'm saying is there's one category of the Shema as a condition of Kedusha, another as establishing a certain status of chafza shel Lishma, an object that is Lishma, that applies to certain things as well. And then there's a Lishma that is, in order for a process to create a certain result, that process has to be infused or suffused with Lishma, the sincerity and the focus of your process. It's a very fascinating idea, right? has to be lishma. Lishem, it's not physically tangible, right? But it's spiritually palpable. Right? This is either a cheftza shel lishma or a maisa or talich of lishma, etc. Then there's something like gittin, which again I've alluded to this. Some of the people around the room have heard in the past that in gittin the role of the shema is totally different. Right? It's again, that's not kedusha, it's not cheftza, it's not mitzvah. It's not even necessarily the process of creating a cheftza shel get. It's about the singular character, the individuality of every get. I think there's some evidence to point in that direction, meaning that there's no such thing, from a hashkafa point of view, it's a very important idea, there's no such thing as a generic divorce. Right? You can't go to a factory, you know, and get a, you know, pre you know, a you know, preset you know, get, and then like fill in the details. At least not that, you know, again, there's a toe face, but in terms of the toe. Every marriage is individualistic, and a divorce is a terrible, you know, decision to make. And again, we learned Gittin a couple of years ago, tried to explain that it's connected to a davar shebe kedusha and ishus. But the point is that it's a very personal, you know, kind of a document. And lishma there reflects that personal character rather than, you know, the lishma even of matzah. What I'm trying to say is that in stam, in matzah, and tzitzis, and gittin, and mila, we have different models, you know, of lishma. Does any of this have anything to do with the lishma of karbanos? Well, possibly. I mean, the idea of a chi of lishma, both a cheftza of lishma, a process which creates lishma, those ideas, or even the idea of an individualized karban, we'll get that in terms of Shini Bailin maybe, but let's say in terms of Shini Kodesh for the moment, not so much, but at least in terms of Kedusha, there's a din of Kedusha and a karban, in terms of, I say, the process of, you know, investing, you know, something like a karban with its injecting into it what you need in terms of its stature. Some of the themes that we find in Lishma in other contexts do apply. At the same time, is there a concept of psul or posel of Lishma when it comes to these other areas? Can you talk about a get shelo Lishma, or tzitzis shelo Lishma, or tefillin shelo Lishma, or matzah shelo Lishma? Would you say that it's pogame or posel? No. This terminology is strange, right? It's strange because in this case it's erroneous, it's inaccurate, right? What we're talking about is a positive requirement, one which is ma'akev. I've tried to describe very briefly that positive requirement has certain general characteristics, but there is diversity within them, right? Besting kedusha or suffusing kedusha, the process, the cheftza, all those things. But you would never talk about a lack of lishma or a shalol lishma or l'shem davar acher as being pogame the tefillah. You'd say, oh, you don't have the lishma that you need. You're not pogame the matzah when you don't have lishma, or when you have l'shem, you know, sukkah or whatever it is. You know, it just it has no meaning. The important thing is that you don't have the lishma that you require. The hechsher that you need, whether it's in the cheftza or the maisa, whether it's to stamp it in an individual way, in a personal way, whatever it is lacking. It's only in the world of karbanos where it seems like we have the possibility of a different notion of lo lishma. Not the absence of lishma, which is required for one of these reasons, but a pgam and a psul. Why do we have that option in karbanos? Well, karban is that kind of a entity, right, that the concept of a davar posel exists. Right? There are many things that are posel a karban, meaning they're not just, you know, ingredients that are missing or lacking. You have an inadequate, in other words, perspective on the karban. So we know that things are posel a karban. Yotze and tame, right? These are things that are pogame a karban. So the idea of ruining, subverting, let's say, a karban, as opposed to not having the necessary ingredients you know, for the karban, you know, to be kosher, or to be defined as a karban, as the case may be, that category exists in abundance in the world of karbanos. Not only that, but even in the world of machshava, it exists, probably. And then, of course, in terms of pigol, the relationship between the Shema and pigol is, again, something which needs ongoing analysis. I'll give you a few marmakomos on the page, which hopefully we'll get to. If not today, then we'll finish up tomorrow. But we understand very well that there is that the Gemara constantly throws right at the beginning of Zvachim. We have Lishma and we have Pigol. And the Gemara throws them together. The Mishnah in Zvachim on Lamed Vavam Beis already puts them together. The question is, like anything else, you know, how significant is it? Like the Mishnah here. I'm sorry, the Lamed Vav Aleph. We have a long Mishnah. Shach Dom Nasan Yechaz Damo, Oimur of Lamachar, Lotzian Lechutz. All sorts of different machshavos. And then the Mishnah concludes She'ein machshava poselas, Ela b'chutz l'zmano, b'chutz l'mekomo, v'apesach v'achata shalo l'shmo. So, and numerous other times where these are together. The very fact that there is a category of pogim posel and korban generally, right, yotze, tame, etc., and that even on the machshava level, the pashtus, that's what pigol is davar posel, so that makes possible, that makes lo lishma a candidate to be a posel and a pogim in korbanos as well. That's the background. I think that's an accurate background. Ravelvo has this formulation as well. Again, not the rest of it, at least not here. But again, he mentions that this idea that Lishma may be a Davar HaPosel, or Lo Lishma may be a Davar HaPosel, in his opinion, is something unique to Karbanos. And it's good that he has that formulation. It's comforting to have him say it. So now the question is, if we have two models, we have the world of Stam and Matzah and Gittin, with all their differences, but that's a din in Hechsher, and we have, you know, Pigol, you know, not only Yotze and Tame and so on. So what's going on with Lo Lishma in Karbanos? Just again to highlight it in a slightly different way. In other words, the question is, are there two dinim, two different dinim? Is there one halacha? If there's one halacha, so it's more like the Stam, Gittin, Matzah type, just that there are severe consequences not having the Hechsher. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe there's only the Pigol type Posel. There's no requirement of Lishma at all when it comes to a Zevach. Just that every time you have Lo Lishma, your pogem and posel. Which is it? Just to highlight it just one more time, Tosis in Menachos, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, talks about Stam Lishma when it comes to Mila and Tzitzis, Tosis in Masov Al Yimol Kuti. It's a whole discussion here. What about stama in mila? What about stama? We told kach nicha the samuch the machshir tzitzes the ovi kochavim minasiv asu lahem. This is on mem beis amdal minachos. The mash macher miasu lahem. Also hachi machshir rav tviya shelo lishma. The ma'is itnai tanoi mitzvilin. Mashum tzitzis dami by lishma, avakav dovik kachavim kasher v'tema. Kivin estam lishma kai, ma yitzchak rabbis dovik kachavim. And so on. Tosfos has this whole discussion. What's the status of stam lishma in mila and in tzitzis? And part of it is connected to the question of stam lishma in karbanos. So in the Kovet Shurim, Abuchanavasim in Chelik Beis, Simen Chav Beis, So he quotes Reb Chaim, who talking about this Tosas, suggests that there's a fallacy in Tosas' logic, that the connection between Stam Lishma, let's say in Karbanos, and Stam Lishma in Tzitzis, is based on a false premise, because in Tzitzis and so on, it's all a question of Hechsher. But you require Lishma in order to accomplish or to create a certain status. But in Karbanos, that's not the issue at all. It's all a din in Psul. It's a pagam. Maybe there is no din of Hechsher. So we say Stam Lishma, that's because, this is an important wrinkle in Stam Lishma. Stam Lishma is basically the idea that, well, it's Stama, so there's no Psul. There may not be Hechsher, but there's no Psul either. But where you need a Hechsher of Lishma, as opposed to avoiding a psul of lo lishma, then maybe stama is perfectly good. Now, as he's considering, he's challenging the equation between lishma in some of these other areas and karbanos, with the assumption that in karbanos maybe everything is about a posel. Now, as it happens, Rav Velvel himself, in the piece I want you to look at, Nevus Maizar Karbanos, sees things somewhat differently. We'll talk about it, but first thing, it's a very extreme view on what Stam Lishma means, and his view of Stam Lishma is that Dafka it relates to and creates an automatic Hechsher. Whatever you need Hechsher, Stama gives you Hechsher. Velvel's view is you can't destroy it if you want to. If you work hard at it, you can't destroy it. It's a very controversial view. I understand what his, he has some strong rayas. Again, I'm not sure if we'll have a chance to take up Stam Lishma separately, but it's a very important important issue. That's according to Velvel, Stam Lishma is dafka connected to Hechsher. That's part of his diuk, is to explain why the Rambam talks about Stam Lishma in Perek Dalet Hukos Maisa Karbanos, halacha not only halacha yud, but halacha yud aleph in both places. He's particularly bothered halacha yud aleph. Why does Rambam mention, Nosakelar bothered by it? Why does Rambam mention Shchita being Stam Lishma? Right, that's quite wrong. Thank you. There's the Rambam here. That's the diuk, that maybe it's only b'shas shchita, right? U'b'shas kabbalah sadam, b'shas halacha sadam. Sorry, this is the mistake. Tzarcha ovei shetiyah machshav l'shem azevach l'shem baylov b'shas zvicha u'b'shas kabbalah sadam b'shas halacha sadam b'shas zrikaso ala mizbeach. Meaning, shini kodesh shini baylov is an all yavonos. Shenemar, Basa Zevach Todas Shlamav, Shetiyah Zvicha, Im Shara Vodo, Sa'arba, Vashem Shlamav, Vachain Shara Karbanos, Im Shachat Vavod Shara Vodo, Stam, Vilachoshav Klal, Ba'olo, Vashlamim, Arain Kasher Ba'olo Bayim. That's a strange lashon which we'll get to. Then he adds, Vitzor Shetiyah Machshavto, Vashash Shchita Sa'ola, that's where the diuk of the Nosekalim is, that it's Dafka Shchita, Vashem Shisha Dvarim, Shema Zevach, Shem Zaveh, Shah Zevach, La Shem Baruch Hu, Shaktir Ishim, Shakta Rasal Reach Bovad, Shariach Zanachas Ruach of Nechadish Baruch Hu, Im Shachat Stam, Kosher Kamosh Bayar. Why does he repeat Im Shachat Stam, Kosher Shemosh Kamosh Bayar? Vashochet Chatas Vashon Tzor Shetiyah Machshavto, Shem Oso Haket, Shabo Olav. So this, of course, is the question. Other Nosei Kelim give answers to this question. Rav Elman doesn't like any of them. His question is, what is Stam Lishma doing in Perek Dalet Hilchos Maaser Karbanos? We also don't find it in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, so we'll get back to that. So his view is actually that the Stama is connected to the Hechsher. Reb Chaim is quoted in the Kovet Shiurim, at least in that piece, I think, is assuming the other way, and that is that the whole thing of Stam Lishma is because all there is in Karbanos is a Psul of Lo Lishma. That's why Stama is Lishma, but where you need Hechsher, maybe Stama is not good. At least you can't prove from Karbanos, from the din of Stama Lishma, to other din. Now, of course, part of the question is going to be, if we have time, we'll pick up on this some other time, the whole discussion of the Gemara Beis Amud Beis, the Gimel Amud Aleph, and Stama Lishma is to compare to get. Right? So how does that work out? Again, if you hold like the view of Revelvo, which is that Stam and Lishma is connected to Heksher, Dafka, not to Psul, so then the comparison to Gittin to Stam is very sensible. If you think that Stam and Lishma only applies in a situation where what you need is to posel, but Luyitzuyer you're needing Heksher, that doesn't apply, so what's the whole Shaka Vitari and the Gemara about? Unless you say that's good for the Gemara's answer. Right? That needs to be analyzed. When the Gemara says that Isha is not Omedes Legerishin, but a Korban is Omed L'Lishma, so is that the Gemara's way of saying that there's no din of positive requirement of L'Lishma, right? You know, either you always have it, or you just never need it. Because a Korban, you know, by its nature, has what L'Lishma, it has a L'Lishma, or it has what Lishma would provide, and therefore it makes Lishma as a positive requirement redundant. Right? The din of Lishma in Karbanos is that it's a posel. And that's why Stam is Lishma. That kufa could be what the Gemara is saying. But that, again, I hope to get back, if I get a chance, go back to Stam Lishma. But either way, this is an important aura. The reason I bring it up now, again, is just to highlight is the Lishma that we find in other contexts applicable to Karban. Number one, there's no comparable situation in other contexts where you have a psul of lolishma or a pagam of lolishma. Maybe that's only in Karban where we have other such phenomena and where it makes sense given the nature of what a Karban is. That's one perspective. The other perspective being that maybe there is no din of heksher lishma in Karban. Either because you always have it, or because, which is kind of what Revelvo's saying, that's his understanding of Stam L'Lishma, or because you just don't need it. Because let's say, what it supplies, you have without it. In which case, the discrepancy between the other cases of L'Lishma and L'Lishma and Karbanos would be absolute, they'd be mutually exclusive. Or no, there are two dinim, there's a din of Heksher, and there's also a din of Psul. In which case, what are the nafkamina? How do these different dinim express, etc.? Okay. This question about the role of Lishma and Karbanos and the comparison to others, could Gufa be the difference between some of the Karbanos themselves? As is it possible to say, the most appealing, obvious thing to say would be, but when it comes to Chatas and Pesach, where you have extra limudim, right, so you require more. It's not just that the same din of Lishma expresses itself differently in Chatas and Pesach because of its characteristics. Rather, Lishma in Chatas and Pesach is a different requirement. That's what the Gzeres HaKasuvs are all about. Now, which way to say this is not clear. Right? You could say either way. You could say in Shar Karbanos, there's only a posel. And that posel only has the impact, right, of Lo'ola Labayla. It's not actually posel the Karban. It just ruins the Kapara. When it comes to Chatas and Pesach, in addition to that, if you don't have the Shem Chatos, you don't have the Shem Pesach, so you just don't have the Korban. You're missing the Heksher. So it's nothing. There's no point in bringing it all. You brought nothing. Or you could say the opposite. It's just hard to know. Namely, when it comes to, but you have to adjust it a little bit. Meaning, when it comes to Shar Karbanos, you're saying the problem is the Heksher. But there's no Posel. And then you have a situation where, you know, it can morph into some generic Karban, or, that's one way to say it, or it's a Chiyuv, but it's not the Akev. The whole discussion in the Rishonim, Revelvo picks up on it also in that piece a little bit. You know, in Kachim generally, we find often that you need two limudim, Shana Kasav La'akev. You know, that you have to, one limud to tell you that you require something, or that you you know, lechatchila you shouldn't do it. And but how do you know it's ma'akev? Shana kasev la'akev. You need two limud. His discussion in the piece of Ma'aser Karbanos is, you know, maybe you don't need that when it comes to lishma, because if it's a posel, that's what a posel is. But let me say it this way: if it's a hechsher halacha, then you need lishma. Then in theory, you could say, oh, you need lishma lechatchila. How do you know it's ma'akev? Or another version of that would be, you need lishma, and if you don't have it, so it's going to be, you know, ma'akev in the kapara, the ritzi, or the lechatchila at least is going to require that you bring, you know, a more proper version of this karba. So bring another shlamim, another ola, another bechor, another ma'aser, right? But you know, it's not shana kosev la'akev, so you know it is kosher. So all the ma'alim shem chova, you got to bring another one. So I'm not sure. I could argue, I think, the case with equal force. You know, if you're going to be mechalek between Chatzis and Pesach on the one hand and the other karbanos, and say that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that's the discrepancy. That when it comes to Chatzis and Pesach, you know, there are two dinim, and when it comes to shar karbanos, there's only one halacha. But which halacha it is, you know, I think is open to question. And nafkamina is, when we say that there's a lack of hechsher, is it possible, you know, is that worse than the psul, than the posel? In one sense it is, because you're lacking an ingredient that is part of the necessary definition, you know, of, so you haven't, you know, you missed the cut. You have an inadequate, you know, hakrava. That might be different than saying, oh, you're fine, but there's a pogame here. But the pogame is only pogame this part, not that part. Or is it the opposite? Whenever you're lacking something positive, so we're saying, as long as it's not ma'akev, the shame, completely, so it's ma'akev l'chatchila, that accounts for, you know, bringing a second one. Bring a more ideal one. You haven't gotten out of that. But, had a bit of posel, right, that takes no prisoners. That's pogame. And it's nothing. I don't know. But either way, that could be a chiluk. It's possible that that's not true. It's possible that Chatzis and Pesach also, just a question of Hechsher, and it's possible that the other Karbanos also have a Posel, or vice versa. So how do we explain the difference between Chatzis, Pesach, and the other Karbanos? So it might be what I said before. That is, do you have a fallback, you know, position? One of two things, and they might be related. Number one, is there a generic, or is there a, you know, kind of nedava equivalent to fall back on? It could be that for other karbanos, for various reasons, you know, there's, you know, a shame karban, even if you don't have your karban. So it's kosher, but it's all about in the shame chova. When it comes to Chatzis and Pesach, each for a different reason, that each of these is a unique and a very inflexible and, you know, very much a rule-breaking karban, as we explained. And for that reason, you just don't have the alternative of kosher. In a sense, it's part of the Gemara's struggle. Right? The Gemara says that the factor of einbo mishum neder or nedava, right, might play an important role. That any karban which is nitan or neder or nedava, right, so it won't be it won't to have a psul of lishma, or at least its psul lishma, you know, will not render it meaningless. But something which is not nitan l'neder l'nedava, and that would of course be connected to the drasha motzas sasecha tishma v'yasisa kasher nedarta l'shem elokecha nedava. So the Gemara says, "Hai nedava neder hu elim kamosha nedarta sisa yehi neder imlo nedava yehi." Right, the Gemara here says, "Nedava misharu l'shviyeba." So the Gemara says it's a nedava. It turns into a nedava. What does that really mean? So it could be that it doesn't mean anything. It's the same karban. It's just, you know, it's a limud in the psukim to show you that something happened here, but it's not devastating. You know, we still have a karban to deal with, and mostly it's the real karban. It's the same shlamim. It's the same ola. There's a problem in the ritzui, or there's a problem in the lechatchila. You know, shana kasuv lo la'akev, but lechatchila lebitzva, you have to bring another karban. We just mean to signify that by saying, oh, your neder is now like a nedava, in the sense that you still have a key of neder. That's it, very innocuous. Or, do we mean by this limud something else? What we mean is, it's no longer a neder, but thank goodness there's a fallback position. Every neder is also a nedava. That's our way of saying a generic korban generally, or the generic of this korban, particularly. You've taken away the kapara part, the chiyuv part, but the kiyum part is still there. But when it comes to chatas, when it comes to Pesach, because they are not so adaptable, they don't have a generic fallback position. You know, now again, is that only dependent on nitan l'nedra l'nedava, or that's generally a shir but? So, of course, that's part of the Gemara Shakla V'Tarya about Asham. Right, the Gemara says that Asham is like chatas. It's not benidar ubenidav. So you should treat it like chatas. Right? There are two reasons to treat asham like chatas. One is kachatas ka'asham, and the factor of ritsui and a kapara being more central in asham like in chatas, and therefore, you know, when it's lo'ol l'shem chova, maybe there's nothing. That's one aspect. And the other, and maybe they're not two aspects, maybe one is a result of the other, it's you don't have this flexibility of the Dhamma. Maybe that's why you don't have that. It's hard to know, you know, which is driving which, whether it's two dinam or one halakha. Right? So that's what the Gemara's Shaka V'Tarya is. Asham should be like chatas. Why isn't it like chatas? At the end of the day, that we are mechalik between asham and chatas, does that mean we have to throw out this nedava idea? Not necessarily. We might say, you know what, it's true, Asham is not Benadava, but the relationship that Asham has with, maybe the reason Asham is not Benadava is because of the Kachatas Ka'asham, or technically because of the, you know, Baal Achet, Kapara aspect. But as a Cheftishol Karban, per se, it's not Mufka Minadava, it's one way to say it, or, and, I'm not sure if they're two different things, the special connection Asham has that it can convert pretty easily into an Ola, right? So from that point of view, it's Nitan Beneder Benedava. Or the fact that it can convert to an Ola also reflects a kind of fallback position. Either it has the Nitan Benedava in that capacity, or it has the equivalent of that by virtue of the Ola, you know, aspect of it. So then, what we might be saying is, again, that it's you know, Chatas and Pesach are basically not a posel. Or put it this way, the difference between Chatas and Pesach and the other Karbanos is not a fundamental difference in the Lishma. It's not that there are two dinim of Lishma. Chatas and Pesach have two and the others have one, whichever it is. I, again, made the argument in either way. No, we're not saying that. There's one din of Lo Lishma in all Karbanos. The difference is in the fallback. You have a nedava-like, again, whether it's how generic it is, how, you know, nedava it is, whatever, and we can still argue about those points. That's, I think, less important, and it's more flexibility in that than the general idea. And you don't have that in Pesach and in Chatas. Again, maybe there's a difference between Pesach and Chatas. In the Chatas and Pesach, one of them has two dinim, the other is the generic problem. That would explain certain discrepancies, which we'll get back to. So just to sum up, what we said is there are two possible explanations of lo lishma and karban, and the relationship between karban and other lo lishmas, right? And now we're trying to figure out whether these two dinim apply. We're considering whether or not the two dinim are limited to certain kinds of karbanos, and would explain the discrepancy in terms of the impact of lo lishma or not. So is that the difference between Chatas and Pesach and other things, or everything including Chatas and Pesach is just about Hechsher, or everything including Chatas and Pesach, I'm sorry, everything including the other Karbanos are also about a Posel? The only thing is, again, when you're Posel the other Karbanos, let's see, the degree of Posel is less, or you're Posel it for that, but they have a generic backup, and in that sense you can explain the difference. So we'll see some of the formulations, hopefully, hopefully soon. The Tosas and Nazir, or the Vigdar said that I should mention Nazir. Was that on the Bar Kol? I don't remember. Was it? Oh. There's a famous Tosas and Nazir on Chav Ches on the base. We didn't have enough time to coordinate because he just got off the plane. It's not like he set me up like this. The Tosin Nazir discusses the question, also Stama Lishma. It's a well-known Tosin. It's quoted, I think, a lot. Chav Chesud Beis Dirumasal Kivse Atzeres Shashachtan Shalol Shem Atzeres Gemara here. So, at the end of Tosin, Tosin says, Avalach Kivin the Stama Kasher Kama Lishman Kad Amar Beresh Zvachim Ashanami the Shachtan Lishman Umshim takana nasa kilu nasa stam alinian lahatri luzog dama. Either shachat olo shlami machanami, the lake a hefse. Elohachamai skinu the shachat chatas breisha. What's the problem of chatas? The ainlo takana lizrog shalolishman. The chatas mitzal shalolishman, lishum shalme nedaba. The chatas ainoba nedaba. This is the famous line of Tosis. Tosis tries to explain that the reason that Shalol Lishma is Lagamri Posel and Chatas is because of the factor of Eino Ba Nedava. That as opposed to some other Tosin, which hopefully we'll get to, or if we don't, we'll see them tomorrow, Tosin Menachos, elsewhere, which speak about the idea that the Shem Chatas is Paka. Two sides of the same coin or not. Okay. So one possibility, just to go back, in these two perspectives, is between the ones where it's a psul gamor and the ones where it's lo'ol l'bailim shem chova. But to do that, we have to figure out more what lo'ol l'bailim shem chova is. We still need to explain that. Okay. Another possibility is that that's goof of the difference between zvachim and menachos. We have paralog mishnayos, and beginnings of the Gemara in both places are parallel as well. Right? Except that the language is a little different in Zvachim and in Menachos. Here the Gemara says in Zvachim, Lamali l'misna ela shlo'alu, lisnu vilo'alu, l'shem chova. Kamash malon, the bailam of lo'alu l'shem chova, avo b'kdush asayu kaim. V'asa l'shnu yevu. U'kidurava, Damarava, Ola Shashakta Shalolishma, Asa Lizrog Dama Shalolishma. Ibai Seim Asfari, Ibai Seim Akra, Ibai Seim Asfari, the Shaniba, Kolhani, Lishnibe Velezel. It's a pretty strange Asfara. Right? You did one bad thing, you should continue to do more bad things. It's not bad things. I mean, I translate bad things. I mean, you changed one obligation or one aspect, you should change others. It's very possible that once you change the first, that the others become meaningless, right? Because it's no longer a karban lishma, especially if it's posel, or if it's mishane, if it's menatek, the shame mimenu. I'm not sure if that's the same as being posel or not. Could be that's just a lack of hechsher, right? It's hard to say. Maybe there are three issues, right? Doing or not investing the karban with a lishma, being menatek shemo mimenu, if you can do that, and being posel, I'm not sure. Point is that if you assume that the karban is totally intact, and the problem is a maisa vera of some sort, like some sort of improper avoda, so then we understand what this svara. Mishum deshani bakalhani, lishne bebelezel, right? That gives you a license, to deepen your improper avoda, your improper akrava. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, if nothing has changed. But if the improper first step has already established that this is no longer a pristine shlamim, right, one which either requires lishma, or for whom, or for which the lishma of the halacha and the kabbalah and the zrika is meaningful, or another way to say it, if it's no longer a shame shlamim, let's say it's now minutak to something else, now it's a nedava, or generic karban. So what would be the point in continuing to be makrovit lishma l'shem shlamim when it's now generic karban, right? Maybe it's a generic slash shlamim. So the slash shlamim still just... I don't know. I'm just saying there's something going on in this Gemara. Ibai seima, kra is motos sachatif, what we said before, it's a neder, it's a nedava. That we know is an open issue. How do you interpret that? Right. Either way, the language of the Gemara Menachos is a little bit different. Mine here, Lamli Lamisna Ella, right? Listening below the Bible Shem Kova, Kamashma, the Bible with the Lola Shem Kova, Hamincha Gufak Shera. The Zvachim is a Kamashma, the Bible with the Lolu, the Shem Kova, right? Ababatushasayu Kaimi. So, how come the Gemara in Zvachim says, Ababatushasayu Kaimi? And the Gemara in Menacho says, Hamincha Gufak Shera. It sounds a little more enthusiastic. It could be it's nothing. It's just, it's Torah Shabbal Pet. So, should we be Daik in the language? Not the same way we're Daik in Torah Shabbat Sa, but maybe it signifies, a different perspective. Chachamim were careful with their formulations. Hard to know. It is a little bit of a different formulation. Some of the Achronim certainly picked up on it. Right? Hamincha Gufa Kshera sounds more enthusiastic, like, this is a regular mincha. What do you think? Biktush Asayu Kaimi means, it's no longer the shlamim, but it still has kedusha shlamim. So, the lishma is still a function of kedusha. That's important too. But also lishnuye, kederav. Okay. Ibay same. So kakra, fine, etc. The difference also is in the Rashi. Rashi says, what is the makar? Rashi says on base on base. Imlav. Unadava mishari lishnuyebal, the kibud rachmana kari unadava mishari lishnuyebal. Harmina the parak sheni also the chashiv bekadshim. Yalef mikra the loy chashiv. Does that pasuk loy chashiv apply to lo lishma? Does it? No. What does it apply to? Pigol. So Rashi, this is going to be important for another list. Which will, when did I start? 2:30. I'll finish by 4:30. We can go to 4:30 because first year, right? Okay. I'll take that as a yes. So Rashi quotes a pasuk of Loi Chashe. Rashi in Menachos quotes a different pasuk. Unadavim bishar lishnu yeba, vaksivim zevach shlamim karbano. Shatei zvicha l'shem shlamim. Right, the Shita Mekubetzes makes note of this. Second, right, Shita Mekubetzes here. Now some of them have it on the page. Some don't have it on the page. They have it or don't have it. Yudalad? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I was about anything. I put on the marble columns, right? Oh, I see, it's two columns. I have one in the Vagsha one, they put every day, reorganize it. No, not Yudalad, it's Yudalad?
It's still not over there.
I think there are different numbers. I'm not going to spend much time on it. Oh, it should be your dollar, right? The Su, on the minimum of Torah's going in, that one? Yeah. The minimum of Torah's going in, Ola Shem Ola, Asham Lashem, Asham Reach Lashem Reach, Ketzat Nishot Shalom, Shmo, Asham Lashan as well. Yeah. So, anyways. That's not the one I want. What's in it? And a davim bishar lishnuyeve pirish aksiv loy chashev karbe loy chashev. Okay, Rashi pirish bina nacher. Correct. So what is that? The os olives in the Gemara? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little tricky. It's a what? Here I have yudalid. Yeah, this is the one. It should be the other one. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Anyway, It's a little tricky. I said the, I don't know if you have, I have this other Gemara. It's pretty good, actually. The Bagshal Gemara, anybody have that? I know Itamar has it, too, so. He didn't pick it up. I think he picked it up in Israel, so. They have, they like, reorganized the, they split up the Shittim Gubetzeses between content and Gersa. So they, anyways, they're not important for that. The, those are the Bosnian people, by the way. By the way, did anybody get the Knesset Rishon name? But not everybody. Okay. I don't know if that's what, to use it for Marvel Commons. Okay. Anyways, the point is, some Achronim are bothered by this, like why the different psukim, why... So again, it could just be different views, different deos. I mean, Loich HaShev is a problem because it's not a pasuk referring to Lashma, it's a pasuk referring to Kegel. It's also very exciting for that reason, because it shows the affinity or the equation between the two. It may be Rashi Lashitaso, in that Rashi tends to mix and match between Pigul and Lashma. Those are some of the Rashis that I gave you. I'll get back to them in just a couple of minutes. Rashi Bava Kama, Rashi Menachos later on. But is it possible that something else is going on here? And that is that the there's a difference of Lo Lashma and Zvachim and Menachos. And why would one say that? Because of the continuation of the Gemara here in Menachos. Right, the Gemara says that Rav Shimon denied the whole thing. Shchita achas lekulan, zrika achas lekulan, kabbalah achas lekulan. So this is a very interesting view. We don't pass like Rav Shimon, but it's an intriguing shita. And the question is whether there are also any echoes of it. What did Rav Shimon mean, firstly? So that's, again, a subject in its own right. One could understand Rav Shimon in the most technical way. And that is that it's, you know, ma'isa mochichan alam, meaning no matter what you think, because sometimes your machshavos are obliterated by your maisim. It becomes a dvarim shebelev, you know, but in the sense that it doesn't register, you know, at all, because it's belied by your actions. What are you going to say, l'shem, you know, machvas, but you're going to treat it as a marcheshes, you know, anyway, so it just becomes meaningless. So one way to see Rav Shimon is it's saying something completely technical, namely, the machshava b'makom she... Maisav mochichin keneged is it doesn't register. There's no chalos. Or is he saying that's if you zero in on the first part, or is he zero? Should one zero in on the other part of it? Aval zvachem enokein, shchita achas lekulan, zricha achas lekulan, kabbalah achas lekulan. Maybe the real issue is about the gap between zvachim, you know, intra-zvachim, you know, one carbon to the other, as opposed to menachos, one mincha to the other. Here again, I think it can go in either direction. On the one hand, you might say, you know, a mincha is a kind of a carbon. You know, there is a minchas chotein, and so on, but the point is that the difference in the question that I raised before when we started our survey, which is, you know, the difference in carbonos, the different types of carbonos, are details and adjustments, or, you know, they're separate chalos. Every carbon is more different than similar, or at least as different as it is similar. So maybe you can be mechalek between menachos and zvachim. So as far as that concern, as far as that is concerned, in terms of Rav Shimon, you could go in either direction. On the one hand, you could say, well, when it comes to zvachim, so, you know, zricha achas lekulon, shchita achas lekulon, you know, there's no ma'isa mochichan alav. So the differences are actually more subtle. Therefore, the role of machshava is more significant to differentiate them. Right? Or is it the other way? Meaning, on the contrary, when it comes to menachos, so what? We're talking about difference in most cases. Most differences in menachos. So you might be mechalek, but let's say macheshes and machvas and mafetanur. So, especially on the Nadava level, these are different methods, different details, of different shapes, of menachos. Are they really different chaloses? But if you're talking about a zvachim, the differences in zvachim aren't about the shape. They're not about the, on the contrary, the details are a result of the different, mechayvim, of the different, characters of the karbanos. So as far as that is concerned, the gap is greater. Then the point would be that when it comes to lishma, it's not the more subtle it is, the more important the lishma is. It's the other way. If I'm the chavein, if I have kavana for, korban A instead of korban B, I'm not going to go so far as to say, shalom b'mina lo machriv, like the Gemara says about, l'shem chulin. But, in between saying b'mina machriv, shalom b'mina lo machriv, there you can push that, just so far. Meaning if the gap is really very little, so then maybe there's no shinui based on the lishma at all. The point I'm trying to make is that if lishma, we don't pass on Rav Shimon, so we think that all lishma is posel bein bezvachim bein bemenachos. But is it possible that either the reasoning of Rav Shimon, however you understand it, or if it's not the reasoning of Rav Shimon, something of the sort that I just mentioned, namely if the gap of between menachos and zvachim, between menachos and menachos and zvachim and zvachim is different, then it's also possible that the psul of lo lishma is different, and that in the one case it's a posel, and in the other case it's a lack of hechsher, and that would explain why the makar in one case is lack of hechsher, and the makar in the other case is pigel. Moreover, it might explain why, when it comes to zvachim, the Gemara says, okay, but at least biktu shasayu kaimi.
Are they looking
for us? Biktu shasayu kaimi. And to know whether I have to switch into Yiddish or Russian. Both. When it comes to zvachim, the Gemara says biktu shasayu kaimi. When it comes to menachos, the Gemara says it's kosher. What do you want? Good. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon thought that even there's not even a psul. It's olo l'shem chova. We think it's lo olo l'shem chova, but not in the same way as zvachim. After all, maaseh mochichan olav. Or, as I say, this question of the subtlety, the gap, is just different in menachos and in zvachim. So I think that is another, in addition to the chiluk of chatas pesach versus the others, another it's whether it's when it's ma'akev, as opposed to when it's just ma'akev the kapara, or requires another hava, that's one chiluk in this perspective. The other is the difference between zvachim and menachos. A third possibility would be to mechalek between the avodas, right? Especially if we take the view that they are quite different. And of course here, I'm just repeating what I said before, I'm just putting it out in a slightly different perspective. As we said, Shechita is certainly very central. It's the first avoda. It's the tone setter. It's the magdir zevach. It transforms the karban. According to the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah, which speaks about hechsher lishma, right? The Mishnah Melech's argument in the Rambam is that is only going to apply to Shechita, not to anything else. The Shechita has two dinim. It has a hechsher and a posel. It has the Mishnah on the base, and it has the excuse me, the Mishnah on member of the base. It's interesting to note that again the Mishnah on member of the base, as we said before, doesn't have any chiluk between Pesach and Chatas and other karbanos. Right, all it has is l'shem oso achet for chatos and asha. On the other hand, in theory, one could have said that maybe zrika was different. The possibility that haktar semurim reflects this in Tosis. Right? According to Tosis, there's no din of zvachim beis amid aleph when it comes to haktaras emurim, right? When it comes to being posel, well, it's not even ma'akev, it certainly can't be posel. But if there is a din of lishma when it comes to Akhtar Seymurim, again, the Rambam thinks there's no such din. But according to the Bali Tosis, the Akhtar Seymurim is a din of lishma, and that's part of the Sugya Nambam, so we've isolated one of these from the other. Right? We've said that the Hechshar Halacha, again, for the Rambam, for the Mishnah Malach, we said the Hechshar Halacha is limited to Shechita. For the Bali Tosis, we're saying the Hechshar Halacha, right, is the only thing that applies to Akhtar Seymurim. Those are opposites, parallel opposites. Hechtar Yimurim only has Hechshar, according to the Mishnah Malach and the Rambam, only Shechita has Hechshar. But either way, in terms of our purposes, which is to isolate one from the other, we've accomplished the goal. Okay. So, having said that, let's consider the possibility that in general, or at least in Chatas and Pesach, let's zero in Chatas and Pesach mostly, that there really are two dinim. So let's analyze that a little more fully. So number one, the two dinim would be the two Mishnayos, as we just said. It's interesting to note that the psukim on Mem Vav Mem Beis speak about Shlamim, primarily. Not about Chatas and Pesach, Chatas and Pesach Man Nekar Shemam, as we already explained. The concept of Chilul doesn't really apply in Mem Vav. The Hemshech HaGemara there talks about it in terms of L'shem Chulin, we'll talk about that, but really that belongs more to the Sugya on the base than it does to the Sugya on Mem Vav, because the whole Sugya Mem Vav is about Hechsher. On the other hand, the Mishnah on base talks about Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailav only. It distinguishes Chatas and Pesach from everything else. It has a negative formulation. It's here where Kodshim Mechalin Mesakodshim, the Ein Chulin Mechalin Mesakodshim, a language of Chilul, is applied. Are these really two sugyas or not? So according to one perspective, the answer is certainly no. I already mentioned it. Tosin Zvachim on Beis Amidal. Tosin Zvachim says that the Mishnah on Mem Vav supplements the information of the sugya and the Beis. That can only be true if it's one and the same halacha. Moreover, the Gemara itself, on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara is looking on Dalet Amud Aleph for the makor for Shinui Bailim. How do you know Shinui Bailim? Right? So the Gemara tries many things. One suggestion is that the makor is the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Beis. According to that line of the Gemara, you don't have this glot, you know, two dinim that have nothing to do with each other. As we're saying that the Makar of Shinui Bailim, right, is the Sugya Mem Vav Amud Beis. That's not just a din of Hechsher, that certainly is in a posel as well. That certainly has special dinim, Chatas and Pesach. So what is the halacha, if these are really one and the same? Very probably, this is the din of Lishma and Kol HaTorah Kula, right? It's a din in Hechsher. It's not a posel, it's not a po game. It's not exactly comparable to Pigol. The only thing is that in Chatas and Pesach, I said, well, there's no fallback position, it's Ma'ake, Blagavri. And in Shar Karbonos, right, there are Nitan, Benedava, however you want to say it. So, even though it's a limit in the Hechsher, right, you know, the illusion is that there's kashrus, but there really isn't kashrus. The kashrus is something else. Again, the Tosa Menachos Mendes that compares the issues of korban and other things, or Chaim's problem, would be solved by this kind of approach. Everything is a din hechsher. The second option is, if the two sugyas are mixed together, is that instead of reading the base in light of Mem Vav, as we explained, we should read Mem Vav in light of Mem Beis, in light of Beis, sorry, and say that everything is a posel and everything is compared to Pigul. What's that based on? The Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, which I already alluded to, which says that there are three psulei makshava, chutzis mano, chutzis makomo, which are Pigul 1 and Pigul 2, real Pigul and, you know, quasi Pigul, and in Chatas and Asham, the din of lo lishma. The language of the Mishnah, ein machshava paseles, elu b'chutzas manu makomo, pesach b'chatas shel lo lishma. It's interesting that the Mishnah is limited to Chatas and Pesach. So if that's going to be the Raya, you might say what I said before, which is the din of posel, a pogame, is only when it's ma'akev legamri, and that explains the ma'akev legamri, that's Chatas and Pesach. The language of chilul points in this direction. Question, is that limited to Chatas and Pesach? We'll see in a minute. And other comparisons to pigul. Now, what about comparisons to pigul? So let me mention that. Number one, is shinui kodesh, at minimum, a psula guf? The Gemara talks about this where? I don't know how far people got in the Marma Gomos. Anybody? Nadal. The Gemara Nadal and Menalef, when wants to compare shinui kodesh and shinui bailim, so the Gemara says, malu shinui kodesh is kain psula begufa, the yeshna barba avodos, the yeshna lachar misa, the yeshna betsiva kibayachi. Then the Gemara goes back. Afa got the tarti lavdafka. Strange Gemara, right? It's there still, even though they went back. Tarta miyadafka. Maishla shini bayam dohava psula begufa. Machshava bialma. Shini kodesh nami machshava bialma. Elikivin da achshava pasla. Achanami kivin da achshava pasla. So this is a really strange but interesting Shaka Vitaria. Right? So Gemara originally thought Shini Kodesh as opposed to Shini Bailim. Obviously it's critical to the relationship between them, that's right, next week's topic. But Havamina certainly wasn't a Psulaguf. The Maskana of this Gemara seems to be it's not a Psulaguf. But for not being a Psulaguf, it still sounds a lot like a Psulaguf. Right? It's still Makshava Bialma, which is Pasla. That means the lack of hechsher. I mean, lemaisa, because you don't have lishma, so you're missing what you need to create this shame or to create this kedusha or hechsher. But either way, the Gemara seems to turn its back on the idea of psul begufa. However, if you look at the Gemara in Psachim, right, and that's in the Mar Makomos that. Did I give you that Gemara in Psachim or not? Samachim Beis. No, not Samach Beis, but Samach Beis on Beis. The parallel Gemara. So there, the Gemara seems to say that both Shini Kodesh, the Tosis points to Sanam Sachin, that both Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are the same, but not because they're both not Psula Guf, they both are Psula Guf. Ah, that's a completely different perspective. Now, this is an issue that comes up also in the Sugya Menachos. That I did give you, right? Mem Chesed Beis? And the Mar Makomos? Yeah, right? What? Mem Chesed Beis. I think it's on the Mar Makomos, right? Yeah. Kivsei Atzera Shaloka Mitzvasan? Okay, so the Sugya there in. Can I say I would stop at 4:30? Another five. We'll just finish this part of it so we'll be in striking distance of finishing Shini Kodesh next time. That's the good news. Good news? And then we can go on to Shini Bayim. Also so. Kivtzeh Aseret Sheshachtan Shalokim Mitzvasa. What does that mean, Shalokim Mitzvasa? Right? So, Rashi has two deos. And Rashi, the first day is Shalol Lishma. Bashana Cher, right? Shadinan b'nei Shana v'hevi b'nei Shadinan b'nei Shana v'hevi b'nei Shtai. The animal is, you know, over the hill. You know, should have gone into retirement long ago, or it's Lo Lishma. Let's assume Lo Lishma. Also, by the way, it's very suggestive, right? That the Gemara says Shalokim Mitzvasan. Shalokim Mitzvasan is the way you would call Lo Lishma. Well, it depends, right? If you think that Lishma is really like it isn't called Tarakula, a Tanai and Heksher of some sort, even if it has devastating consequences that seem to simulate a psul, then that's for other reasons, as we explain, right? Because when you don't have the Heksher, you know, you end up with either nothing or or something else, you know, as the case may be. But it's, don't let it mislead you, right? The fact is that it's really just a din in Shaloka Mitzvasan. So then calling the Shalol Lishma Shaloka Mitzvasan is not bad at all. Anyways, the point is, it's a very interesting Gemara, a very important Gemara, because the Gemara says that Kiv Tasher Sheshachnu Shaloka Mitzvasan Psulin. Okay, that's a problem, because it isn't Chatas and it isn't Pesach. That Tosus discusses that problem. The Griz also, I'll give you the Marmokom, I think in page 48, in his comments on Psulim, I didn't give this to you, I'll give this to you on the newer Marmokomos. In Psulim Mekdashim, he just talks about this Gemara, it's not in the Rambam, but I think it's on page 48. You know, but this, of course, where did Kivsei Atzeres, you know, join the club? The elite club of Psulim. So what does that mean? Then the Gemara says, Ubar Tsurasan, right? B'yetsu or b'yatsu l'beis hasreifa. So the big, the $24,000 question here is, why do you need ibur tzura prior to yetsu l'beis hasreifa? The rule number normally is that kol she psula begufo, this is the kachim rule, if you have psula begufo, then you don't need ibur tzura. You don't have to wait the night for lina in order to justify destroying the karbon. If it's a psula guf, it has no kedusha, you can destroy it. You're supposed to destroy it. You only need ibur tzura if there's some sort of a pgam or psul, but the karban is still intact, basically. It's not a psula guf. So therefore you have to make it a psula guf by lina. Right? That's the problem. So Rashi here says, to ubar tzurasan, she'ein sarfen kachim at she'yivso belina, v'shim b'zayin kachim, elim kein psula begufo, to go pigol v'tameh. Rashi says, if it was Pigol or it was Tamei, then you wouldn't need Ibur Tzura. But this is only, according to Rashi's first pshat, Lo Lishma. So what does that mean? That Lo Lishma is considered Psul Shalo Beguf. Oh. But here, here actually, Rashi is not consistent with some of the other Rashis. This is different than Pigol. And that's consistent with calling it Shaloka Mitzvasan, actually. Right? As opposed to the regular formulation of Shalom Lishma. Tosus, however, and Shita Gubetzos have different days. Let's really stick to Tosus for today. We'll talk about Shita Gubetzos tomorrow when we continue. Tosus says, Tuber Tzurasan, Hodetana the Rabba Baravuahu, Tafilu Pigo Beinan Tzura, the Perakamad Zvachim, Karina Lishini Kodesh, Psula Begufo, Vigadami Kolshim Psula Begufo, Yisarf Miyad. So this Tosus basically says, zero in on the Hava Mina, not on the Maskana, or one could say, maybe on the parallel Gemara in Psachim, not the Gemara in Zvachim. That's not the way Tosus says it, but same idea. And there's an equation between Pigol, and the Tosus, Rashi discriminates between Pigol and Shini Kodesh here. Tosus says, oh, this Mandamar would think that even Pigol requires Ibur Tzura. Wow. Shittim Gubetza says, there's something in between the two. Something in between Pigol and there's a psula gufa below lishma, and then there's a psula machshava. That's a shidduch betz. We'll get to that tomorrow. But at least according to Tosus, right, you have this possibility, even this gemara that says you require ibur tzura, really holds, like the Hava Mina, that shini kodesh is a psula guf. Ah, if it's a psula guf, that implies a posel. So these are indications, so I'm basically suggesting there are three, even within Chatas and Pesach for the moment, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachta Shelo Lishma being posel makes them like Chatas and Pesach. We have to see, it's in a third category, another category. Tosas Alatar speaks about that, we'll still talk about that tomorrow. But the point is, either we have two different dinim, we say Chatas and Pesach are different than the rest. And even in Chatzis and Pesach are two dinim, right? One is the Hechsher, the other is the Posel. Or everything is midin Hechsher, right? Even Chatzis, Pesach, and this line of the Gemara in Kivsei Atzeres. Or everything is midin, only midin, possibly, Posel, both Mishnayos. Rav Velvel, with this will conclude, takes a strong position that there are two different dinim, but in his view, he has two extreme perspectives. Number one, that lack of hechsher is a total psul gamor. If you would have a lack of hechsher, in other words, you would not even say shalol labaylam, ela shalol labaylam shemcho, but you'd say not kosher legamri. He doesn't say that anywhere, but I think that's implicit in the whole piece. The second, of course, is his view of stam. His view is that, contrast to what I said before, in the name of Chaim, that stama is also part of, stama is kosher if you take the view that shalom lishma is a posa. But if you need a hechsher, if you need lishma, then stama is going to be a problem. Velvel takes the other view. Velvel says stama has nothing to do with the posel of shalom lishma. It has to do with the hechsher. Now, the big chiddush is that itself, you know, we could live with. That's an interesting view. You know, stama creates the hechsher. You don't have kabbanas act lishma. There's a certain momentum, like the Rav used to say. Stama lishma means it's omed lishma. It's the nature of this thing. It's omed lishma. But if Elva goes further with it, basically, he redefines what stama means. The way he defines it is, not just it's omed lishma to such an extent that it is lishma. Meaning the hafrasha and the hakdasha, right, automatically make the shechita, even if you have kavana shalo lishma, it automatically is lishma anyway. It's a din in the shame karban. So that you can never ruin stama lishma, according to this piece, at least in Ravel. So you end up with a certain kind of interesting irony, which is that on the one hand, if you need hechsher and you don't have it, you'd have nothing. That's why I say it's implicit. Except that you can breathe a sigh of relief because you're never going to be in that position, because his wild view of stama is that you just it's so stama you can't get rid of it. There's nothing you can do. You can scream and yell l'shem chulin. Forget about l'shem chulin. That's one of his rayas, right? How can l'shem chulin? We say b'mino machrim shelo b'mino lo machrim. Kachim mechalim kachim. Ein chulin mechalim es hakachim. Right? But where's the hechsher? Right? You're screaming chulin. That's a good question. We need an answer for that question if we disagree with this mahalach. Right. The answer may be that it's just such a wild bishulamachri, it just means it doesn't register. If you don't take it seriously, it doesn't have the ability even to disrupt the hechsher, the momentum of the hechsher. But that is a chiddush. But Revelva's conclusion is you just cannot, there's nothing you can do to ruin stama. So he ends up with two extremes. If you could ruin stama, it would also be puzzle in every single karba. But you can't. So you're always safe. So all there ends up being, even though in name, according to Velvet, are two dina. The Mishnah on Mem Vav Med Beis is really a formality. It sounds like in the Mishnah that you need Lishma for these six things. According to Velvet, you always have them. That's how he's trying to explain the Rambam. Why does Rambam mention Stama Lishma in Maisa Karbanos? Because that's really where it belongs. It's about the Hechshra Halacha. Of course, it makes it difficult. The takana of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they told they said you shouldn't have any kavanos because you're going to ruin it. So the stama is better. That sounds like you can ruin it, but you can't really ruin it on the hechshel in terms of that Mishnah, according to Velvel, because you always have stama, unless that's what he means. Hard to say. So there are two radical points that you could argue with. Number one, is it true that something is a din in hechsher that there's no middle ground? Okay, so the chovas shlamim, the chovas ola, the chovas toda has been savage. It doesn't have its hechsher. But there can still be a generic karban, can't there? A generic shlamim or a generic karban that looks like a shlamim. That's point number one that you could argue with. Point number two, is it really true that you have a stama? And stama just means that the structure of the karban, the hafrasha, right, always creates a hechsher lishma bal karcha. But once you accept what he says, so then there are two dinim, and that's the pshat. There's always stama lishma. That's one sugya. The other sugya is the base of an aleph. That's Rambam Psulei Mekdashim. That's where Shini Hashem is a posel. And he points out that that's where the comparison to Pigel takes place. In Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Tezvav, there's no reference to Stama Lishma at all. The truth is, even Rav Elbel has one case where there's no Stama Lishma. What's that case? Paraduma. Because this is his expansion of Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim points out that, you know, based on another Rambam, that it seems like we say, you know, Paraduma Ikri Chatas. So what do we mean by that? Right? There's too much conflicting evidence. It seems like Paraduma is Bedekabayas. Right? It's Bedekabayas and it's also Ikri Chatas, but it's a rule breaker and it's Ikri Chatas. The Bible says, in the name of Chaim, it's Hafrasha and Hakdasha is Bedekabayas. It's Maisa Krava is Betoras Chatas. And that'll explain why it is that you have some of these discrepancies. Right? It seems from the Rambam that what Rav Elbel's trying to explain is two things. Number one, why do we care whether Stama Lishma or Lo Lishma? Right, what's it got to do with anything? And the Rambam Para seems to say that he relies on Stama Lishma. Number two, Rambam seems to say that had there been a requirement, or had there been a din of Reach when it comes to Paraduma, L'shem Reach, that would have been Ma'ake. So Rav Elbel says, what do you mean that would have been ma'akeh? How can it be ma'akeh? Shem Reach is a Mishnah and Membav. That stuff isn't ma'akeh. Tosa says on Beis HaMinalev, it's not ma'akeh, but even applies to Akhtar Zemurim. Right? But even in Chatas and Asham, it's not ma'akeh. Right? Moreover, the Stama Lishma. That takes care of everything anyway, according to Rav Elbel's Ma'am. So he says, no. That's a pshat in Paradum. Paradum is the one case where you don't have Stama Lishma based on the Hakdasha and the Hafrasha, or the Hafrasha and the Hakdasha. Because there, the time of the Hafrasha and the Hakdasha, it doesn't have a shame Chatas. So it's not Omeid L'Chatas. The Shechita creates the Lishma. So had there been a din of Reach Nichoach, the whole Mishnah Membav is a din in Hechsher, that would be Ma'akev, according to his reading of the Rambam, the Shame Reach, the Shame Nichoach, the Shame Ishim, these are also Ma'akev. It just never registers because you never are able to have the problem. You can, you know, breathe that sigh of relief. Except in one case, Paraduma. Had there been a din of the Shem Reach in Paraduma, it would have been Ma'akev. Because that's the only place where there's no Stama Lishma. That's his argument. But what he doesn't say, aside from the fact that you could be Michalik in both of those points, both of the main points, in other words, what he doesn't say is the following. Is this posel limited to Chatos and Pesach? How do you explain it in Lo'ol L'Bailim? Kosher Lo'ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chov. That he doesn't say. I think implicitly he thinks that that is also din of posel, but he doesn't really say it explicitly, and that's what I want to pick up with tomorrow. Is this true only, this din of posel, only for Chatos and Pesach? How do we really understand the Pshara, in other words, of Lo'ol L'Bailim L'Shem Chov? So speak about that, and call him a stay to try to figure to finish this off. Let me just give you Mar Makovos again. Sorry, we'll make regularly will be much shorter, but this way at least we'll kick it off, so we'll be able to finish off the first topic tomorrow. The Gemara Pesachim that I mentioned. Actually, let me give a few more Gemaras Pesachim. The Mishnah there, Nun Testament Beis, and Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Just the Mishnayos, and the Gemara on Samach Amud Beis. Iboilu Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shayim Os Hashana until the Mishnah on Samach Aleph, and the Gemara of Lom Amras B'Shalol Lishma. That's a very important Gemara. Rashi's on that Gemara. Rashi and Ben Chanan, or who's Rashi in that Gemara? Compare that to Zvachim Yud Amud Aleph in our Gemara, starting from Malachutz L'Mekomo Shenoeg B'Kol Zvachim. Tomar b'shalol lishma, she'ena noeg b'kol hazvachim. That's the Gemara in Yud Amud Aleph. Just the lines of the Gemara. Also the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Zvachim. Ishlamim shalom lishma, ein motzi midei pigol. Ma shlamim, I think it says, shalom lishma, ein motzi midei pigol, af chatas. Okay. That Gemara. And then a couple of other things. The Gemara in Pesachim Samach Beis on Beis, ki shakil ve'achil till mishum diyav shalavar risuro, and Tosas there demaso lishmo and psulo. The Rambam Psulim Mikdashim, I think I gave you already, Tezvav Hey, but if you get a chance to look at the Meiriyim Psachim, if you don't have it here, probably in the room you don't have it, so don't worry about it. This is a very important Ar Sameach. I've mentioned it in the past, but if anybody has access to it, it's good. Hilchos Maaser Karbanos also very good. Ches Halacha Yud Nun Beis. And then just to finish up, if you wanted to, the whole sweep of Lo Lishma in those Prakim of the Rambam Psulim Mikdashim, there are a few other important cases. Just very briefly. One is the Tosin Nazir I mentioned, Chav Chesom Beis, the end of Dibur Masom Kivsat Saras, that was for today, the one I mentioned already. Kivsat Saras Shalol Ishman in Mekachem Salachem, and Tosis there, Dibur Masom Ad, that's Menachos Mem Zayin Amen Aleph. I already gave you Menachos Tzadi Aleph Amen Aleph, and Tosis. Tosis there refers back to the Shakavatari on Pei Tesom and Beis, Asham Mitzora Shalol Ishman. The Inyan Nesachim, and also the Gemara Menachos Mem Chesam and Beis Kivset Ser Shashachlan Shalok and Mitzvahs. That's the Gemara we discussed today. In addition to Rashi Tosas and the Shinuk Kometzes, also look at the Griz on the Rambam Psula Mikdashim page 94. Sorry, I think I got the page number wrong. Okay, so that'll again, it's we're not going to be able to exhaust these topics, but that'll at least will give us pretty much the range of Shinui Kodesh. And then tomorrow we'll get Mar Makomas for next week for Shuni Bayim. Okay? We'll see everybody. 6:15? Is it the corner?